Welcome to Bid Nerds, your daily nerd out on the most interesting car of the day from all the automotive enthusiast auction sites. My name is John Polnick. We're recording the show from the Container Park in downtown Las Vegas, along with my partner Michael Deeb in San Francisco, and the big celebrity guest of the day, the third nerd, we got Lane Skelton from Driving While Awesome. Lane, thanks for hanging out, buddy.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. It's fun.
Lane, Deeb, you guys hit the big time now. You're with the Haggerty Group. What's that all about?
Our podcast is with the Haggerty Group. We're part of the Haggerty Podcast Network.
Wow.
They have DWA, and then they have Shemesh. A couple other shows.
Yeah, good.
So we're doing that. Oh, they have Jason Kamisa's show. Uh-huh. Curmudgeon show. Some other show, like the startup show or something. So checking them out.
Man, maybe we got to talk to someone we know, see if they can look. Do they need another show? We work for peanuts,
dude.
Literally peanuts. It would be cool
for you guys to do that because your format is so different than everyone else, right? So that'd be kind of a cool thing.
I think if we had the opportunity to do something like that, we would go back to our original format, which is, you know. Those of you guys who are watching the show, what we do is we find the most interesting car of the day, we make a prediction on the car, and then we fast forward in the future and we actually reveal what the car sells for. So we actually record the show in two parts. First half, 1 week, we wait for the car to close, we do the other half. The original rev of this show was that we would make predictions and reconcile our previous day's predictions all in the same episode. But, you know, that's a lot of work doing basically an hour-long show every single day. But, I would do it. If we were on something as big time as a DWA guys, but let's face it, Deeb and I are not good looking enough to do it.
Good looking guys. Lane is always awesome. Lane, forgive me if this is a rude question. I don't mean to be rude or whatever, but like, how many subscribers does DWA have? Like, is that a big deal?
Oh, for podcasts?
Yeah, for the podcast.
Oh, I don't even know right now. I know, like, we were doing like 12,000 listeners an episode or something.
Wow, that's awesome.
That's great.
That's a great reach. Yeah. I imagine your numbers must be up now that you're you're in the Haggerty family.
I actually don't have a way to like look at the metrics.
Yeah. All right, I'll have to ask somebody who does now.
Yeah.
All right, JP, well, 12,000. That means we're 11,800 away. Let's go.
Yeah, there. All right. So that means if you haven't hit the subscribe, like, or notification button, you should do that right now. And then one day we can be next to Lane on the Haggerty Network or something. All right, guys, let's get to the most interesting car of the day. You clicked on this link, hopefully, because you're like, how much is that car worth? Well, let's find out what car we are talking about. Check it out, everyone. Ooh. It's Michael Deeb likes his BMWs. What do we got?
Oh, from time to time. Yeah. Okay. So a 1993 BMW M5 Touring, in BMW speak, Touring is what they call their wagons. Our car is offered to us, JP, out of Jacksonville, Florida, showing 224,000 kilometers. That's about 139,000 miles on the odometer. The car was imported by the seller out of Germany in late 2021. Probably on the 25-year Asian. Lane, don't think this car will ever pass smog in California. I don't think California will ever let it in because it's never originated for the U.S. market or some weird rule. So these cars were originally equipped with 0.6-liter motors. They did have an option in like the final year of the E34 M5s where you get an upgraded motor. This car has been treated to that upgrade motor, even though it didn't leave the factory that way. So our car powered by the S38 inline six. And the reason why that's significant is because it makes more power. We're looking at 340 horsepower and 295 pound foot of torque. This is a car that had been repainted. They do disclose that when they repaint the cars, they did address some rust spots. I don't know if there's any accompanying photos of all that work. But the car also has EDC and adaptive suspension, along with a limited slip differential and five-speed manual. Great sport seats. These are wonderful driving cars, and a better one-car solution if ever there was one. My question I asked to you is, do the miles of the repaint and all the rubbing is that could just smash the car into the ground and it's got no chance, or is this still going to be a, you know, $20,000-$30,000 car? What do you say, Lane? Have you ever driven one of the, I'm sure you've driven an E34 M5.
I've driven an E34 M5, barely, and then I've never driven a touring. We've had them on rallies. The friend in the East Bay out here, he has an E34 M5 touring.
Oh, cool.
In a darker purple, like a, oh, like a bluer purple.
Yeah.
I don't know the BMW speak. Someone's yelling at their
ultraviolet.
Yeah, this maybe is ultraviolet. Yeah.
This is metallic, so it looks like violet to me. Paint. Yeah, pretty cool car. Mm-hmm. Do you like them?
Yeah, super. I mean, yeah, they're super cool. I mean, I don't know. They don't have weird thing. I think they have rack and pinion steering, right? It's still like worm and, you know, gear steering and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, super cool cars though. Like those engines, definitely they need valves dimmed, stuff like that. So a little bit of, you know, there's definitely some maintenance involved to keep those things running. And it looks
Xanos,
like, and yeah. I think they all came with the silver under there, but that's a lot true. Of people will paint them black, yeah. Which, you know, you can see why they would do that. It looks a little funky.
Yeah, the black would make it more like sedan. Interesting thing, because I find like a car like this, the M5 sedan, to be way sportier than any other sedan, especially from that era, and really, really fun to drive. But the point you were making when we were recapping that E36 3 is, no matter how good they are, whether it's a coupe, a sedan, they're really good for a sedan, but they're not a replacement for a real sports car. And I feel like that's sort of M5, you know, really appeals to enthusiasts, but it's never the car you would choose to take if you still had a sports car in the garage.
No.
And so they sort of have this play in line where they're in between two segments, you know?
Yeah. That's why they're usually owned by a guy or girl. It's like you're a BMW fan, and that's what you love. So, yeah, but they're super cool. I mean, yeah. If I'm spending big money, a repaint is definitely something I'm not stoked on.
Right.
Especially if they fix rust, because how did they fix it? The question marks again. And then something like this, it looks like something's like a little off to me. Maybe the seats were like resprayed.
Absolutely.
Or something. It just looks
too
a little
nice.
And a little not enough sheen. You know, like, yeah. It doesn't have that wear sheen.
No crap. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I noticed it too. I agree with you. I think this car is not destined for big money by any stretch of the imagination, because of the miles, because of the importation, all that sort of. JP, any love for a wagon?
Yeah, I mean, this car is awesome. The E34, you know, M5s are just fantastic rides. I've never driven a touring one. I don't know if I've ever even seen one. I've seen some fake ones. I've seen people take touring cars and then put, you know, the drivetrain in from a M5 and stuff like that. Sure. A lot of people have done that. But I got to think, from the factory, this has got to be pretty spectacular. Talk about a one-car solution. Is this car perfect? No, but, I mean, in America, how the hell are you ever going to find any version of this car, much less a perfect one? So if, you know, BMWs of this area are the bee's knees to you, this is something that someone's going to want in their collection. I'm with you, Lane. I don't like that silver strip across the bottom. I don't think you paint it. I think you just vinyl wrap the bottom, if that's kind of the way they're supposed to look. I don't know. This car, little weird around the edges. I'm with you. There's some stuff that makes you kind of scratch your head, but if it could be bought right, this is a really fantastic car that's going to be pretty cool at the Cars and Coffee that you go to. You know, you're not going to see another one roll in at any car show that you go to, so that's kind of fun. Daytona violet, there's the color, metallic, something like that. I don't know. I would sure love to that's the problem with a car like this. When we talk about a lot of cars that are blue chip, we kind of know what we're getting into. You know what you're getting into when you get a new 87 911 Targa if it's not messed with. This car, I assume it's like a normal M5, but I don't know. It's a gray market car. It's got all kinds of work done to it. Who knows when and how long ago and blah, 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 blah. A lot of variables. This is not the kind of car that I would buy unless I actually had the opportunity to drive it and see what it was actually like.
Yeah.
All right, so what do we think it's going to sell for?
Lane, can you believe this car is 30 years old now? Isn't that crazy?
crazy.
So wild. Right? Wow.
That was so insane. I know. I always think of, like, you think about how old you were when you were, like, were in high school, you know, junior or whatever.
Man,
you're like, what was a 3-year-old car then?
I know. Yeah. You'd be caught dead in today. Our 1993 BMW M5 Touring with 138,000 miles out of Jacksonville, Florida, and the upgraded S38 motor is sitting on Ring a Trailer, and it's not doing well. It's at $5,500 on just a couple of bids. No, I take that back. In 2 days to close, it's at $5,500 on 10 bids. So people are bidding, but $100 at a time. I still think this car is going to rally at the end. E34s are immensely rare, and this car's got a motor that's even rarer. I think somebody's going to step on their Johnson for it. And I'm all alone on a lot of my enthusiasm, but I'm going to go big. I'm going to say $22,000 because I don't see how an E34 M5 could sell for less unless it was a salvage title. And that's not what this is. This car is a unicorn in a lot of different ways. It's just unfortunate that it's had some cosmetic history that needed attended to. So, Lane, where are you at with me? Are you going to share my enthusiasm or are you going to be more pragmatic on this lot?
I mean, dude, I thought these were, I don't know, I feel like they're more, even more love than that.
I know, right?
I know BMW guys love purple, too. It's kind of like Skyline GTR. It's purple's the hot thing right now. So Daytona Violet's a big one. Being touring, a car we didn't get, they're pretty rare. Okay. I'm kind of stuck on 30K.
30K, all right.
Somebody yeah, I mean, if this were for 2 weeks. If this were a normal E34 M5, that wasn't a gray market weirdo, you're definitely looking at, you know, $30,000, $40,000, even potentially $50,000 car with this color. If it were the original color, wasn't a repaint, blah, 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 blah. This thing's pretty darn rare. All those goofy little things mean something positive to certain people. What was your bid, Lane? I'm sorry.
I said 30, Dean said 22.
Yep. Yeah, I'm going higher. I'm going to go 34. I don't think it makes 35. I think if it were cleaner, I think if this thing were, if it didn't have quite as many stories, I think it's easily in the $50,000 range. But, this isn't like that ether, that white E36 that we reviewed a couple weeks ago where it was just pristine 30,000 mile car. This is a much different animal, but a pretty darn cool car to have. And somebody wants this. I think a bunch of people want this, and they're going to fight for it.
For
all
sure.
Right, guys, what do you think of this M5, this E34? Is this something that you're going to put in your garage? Now is the time to plug your bid in the comments below. And I don't know if Lane's going to be in the future on this one. We shall see. But we will certainly keep track of his bid, and we will tell you what happens with this car right after this. Thanks for hanging out, Lane. Hey guys, I'm super excited to tell you about our sponsor, Guys Customs. That's Guys, GYX, _ Customs. That's how you spell it. Guys Customs bracelets. These things are amazing. Check them out. They're handmade in America, custom bracelets made to match your watch or your car. These things are unbelievable. I have 3 or 4 of them myself. My partner, Michael Deeb, has a bunch of them. They're pretty addictive once you get one. Each one of them are bespoke. We're talking carbon fiber. We're talking titanium. We're talking stainless steel glass. There's none of this cheap Chinese garbage that you see a lot of bracelets being made out there. These ones are super high quality. They're made right here in America. When you go to Guys Customs on Instagram, it's about the only place that you can order one of these. When you DM the artist, you're actually reaching the real artist when you DM Guys Customs at Instagram. And she will make you a bracelet made to match that special watch, that special car, or that special person that has a special watch or a special car, and they want something really, really cool in their life. These are they make the most amazing gifts. I get compliments on mine all the time. Everywhere I go, people are like, wow, that's really cool. You can see in the pictures, these beads, the colored beads are PTS. They're paint to sample. So if you have a specific color code for your car, she'll have beads made that are specifically painted to match your car. or your watch. It's unbelievable. You got to get one of these Guys Customs bracelets. Check them out. They support us, and we really, really, really want to support them. Guys Customs bracelets. All right, let's get back to the bids. Let's find out how much that car sold for today. Hey guys, welcome back to Bid Nerds. Look at that. We ditched Lane Skelton. We figured, you know what? He's been wiping the floor with us. He's so good at bid nerding that we just didn't need him around to make us look bad. We do that well enough on our own. Welcome back to the show, guys. We appreciate you sticking around after the break. You're here in the future to find out what happened with this purple dinosaur, this M5 from the European continent. What happened with the auction on this car? My partner, Michael Deep.
Okay, out of Jacksonville, Florida, on Brigga Trailer is this M5 Touring that was never sold in the United States. This car has an upgraded motor from the 3.6 to the 3.8 liter. And so you just have to wonder where that value is going to come in. Now, I turned out to be the guy. I love this car, but I turned out to be the one most bearish on it. I had a very low, low bid of $22,000. Lane Skelton said $30,000. And JP, you came in at $34,000, which means I knew I was in trouble. But get this, John, look at this. $52,000 was the high bid where it failed to sell. 31 bids on this car in total, but $52,000, which was much higher than all of us, wasn't enough to get it done. It didn't even meet the reserve price. So it begs the question, what does the owner of this car think his car is worth? I'm curious to see if we notice this car come up in the classifieds in the next week or so, to see if this car resurfaces, because I it doesn't look like a deal was made. I don't know. I mean, it's hard to tell, but what do you think of that? I mean, gosh, we were all way off, huh?
Well, I mean, if I'm honest, I wanted to bid way higher, but, you know, in the spirit of competition, I still wanted to beat the spread in case I was totally wrong. I figured this car would go in the 40s. But, you know, getting into the 50s, if this were an American M5, E34 M5, absolutely, no problem.
Yeah.
But, you know, being a wagon, being from Europe, having some... This thing, there's just questions around this car, right? There's questions. It looks right, but then something's not quite right. I don't know. There's some jokes I want to make, but I'm not going to. This car, boy, I would think that the owner probably thinks this is like a $75,000 car, and were it an American one, I think it would be. But with the questions that are kind of like hanging over this car, I don't think that's anywhere even remotely possible.
Yeah, the car to me seems like it was partially cosmetically refurbished. It's got a motor swap, and I really thought that was going to kill the value of the car.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy seems to be valuing it as if everything was hunky-dory, simply because where do you find another one? Ironically, in the next week, we're going to see another M5 close on the auction sites. I'm not sure at this point if we're going to cover it, but it might be worth mentioning to the audience when we get that result, see how a one with no nonsense, no paint or leather or motor swaps would fare as still a kind of, as we used to call it, gray market import into the United States.
E34, get into that microphone, Michael Deeb. Get into it.
E34, they just don't come up very often. So I don't know. If this car does come up at your price, say $75,000 in the marketplace, it'll be interesting to see if and when he sells it, what he actually gets for the car. But interesting result. It was definitely worth covering. I had a lot of fun looking at the car. It's certainly cool.
This one's a head scratcher. What? And, you know, on top of that, what reserve did they let him put this car at? How did they get there if it wasn't? I mean, that's shocking that they would let him do a reserve. You know, in the something above $52,000.
The reserve probably reflects a regular E34. It probably used that as a basis because they don't have a lot of comparisons between it, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Hard to find a comp on something like this. All right, what do you guys think? What did you bid? We'll be looking at the results on what you guys put in there. Thanks for playing along. A lot of you guys are, and that's pretty fun. So thanks for doing that. And hit the subscribe, like, and notification button if you're new to the channel. Help spread the word, share a nerd, and grow the herd. Michael Deeb, anything else you want to say before we see you guys tomorrow?